Canada recently observed the 5th anniversary of the legalization of marijuana. When Research Company and Glacier Media asked the country's residents about the current state of affairs, almost two-thirds, 64%, unchanged since 2022, agree with cannabis being legal in Canada, while just over 3 in 10, 31%, up 1 point, disagree and 6%, up 1 point, are undecided. Agreement with legal marijuana is highest in Atlantic Canada, 72%, followed by Quebec, 68%, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 63%, Ontario, 61%, British Columbia, 58%, and Alberta, also 58%. The legalization of cannabis was a major policy announcement from the Liberal Party in the 2015 federal election campaign. The decision remains popular among Liberals and New Democratic Party, NDP, voters in 2021, 68% and 74% respectively. Among Conservative Party supporters, agreement drops to 54%. In this year's survey, the appetite for legalizing other drugs remains negligible. Only 1 in 10 Canadians believe heroin, 10%, unchanged, and crack cocaine, also 10%, up 2 points, should be readily available in the same fashion as marijuana. The proportions are slightly higher for ecstasy, 12%, up 2 points, and powder cocaine, also 12%, up 2 points, and slightly lower for methamphetamine, 9%, up 1 point, and fentanyl, also 9%, up 1 point. Legalization has impacted the habits of some residents. More than half of Canadians, 53%, told us that they have never consumed marijuana in Canada. A third, 33%, tried it before it was legal, while 13% only acquired it after legalization. Legal cannabis sales are particularly attractive for Canadians aged 18 to 34. Almost 1 in 4 of them, 23%, only tried marijuana after it became legal, compared to 16% among their counterparts aged 35 to 54 and just 6% among those aged 55 and over. A look at the ethnic background of respondents provides a window into the past and present use of marijuana. Canadians of Indigenous and European descent are more likely to have consumed it before legalization, 55% and 39% respectively. The numbers are drastically lower for those of East Asian and South Asian heritage, 16% and 13% respectively. The privatization model was supposed to bring an end to the informal sales of cannabis. When we asked Canadians about the marijuana they have consumed since legalization, fewer than half, 48%, unchanged, acknowledge that all of it was acquired at a legal retailer. This year, Canadians aged 35 to 54 are more likely to say that all of their product was obtained at a legal retailer, 55%, than those aged 18 to 34, 45%, and those aged 55 and over, 43%. There are some regional nuances that suggest the process has not been smooth all over the country. Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 56%, Alberta, 55%, and Atlantic Canada, 54%, are the only regions where a majority of residents claim that all of their marijuana was acquired at a legal retailer. The proportions are lower in Ontario, 49%, Quebec, 45%, and British Columbia, 38%. In some countries, including the United States, a company can administer drug tests to employees, even if they do not operate machinery, such as pilots, truck drivers or crane operators. In 2023, a majority of Canadians, 58%, down 2 points, remain in favor of companies in Canada being able to test any employee now that marijuana is legal. One-third, 33%, up 2 points, are opposed to this course of action. Finally, we arrive at the complex issue of pardons. In Canada, an expungement order compels police forces, federal departments or agencies to destroy or remove any judicial record of a conviction. Almost 7 in 10 Canadians, 69%, up 5 points, agree with the federal government providing expungement orders to people convicted of simple possession of marijuana, defined as possession for personal use with no intent to traffic. Relying on expungement orders for simple possession of marijuana is most popular among NDP voters, 82%, followed by Liberals, 74%, and Conservatives, 65%. Even if marijuana legalization appears to be a settled issue, we may still see it featured on the federal campaign trail in 2025. Canadians of East Asian descent are the least likely to agree with marijuana being legal, 47%, and the most likely to have not consumed cannabis in Canada, 71%. Our survey also shows that 31% of Conservative voters in 2012 and 28% of Canadians of East Asian descent reject pardons for marijuana convictions. We can expect discussions about drug use, legal or not, during federal Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre's campaign appearances in Richmond. Results are based on an online study conducted on October 11 to October 13, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Canada. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20. Mario Canseco is the president of research company,